Kathy Rowan, Kathy Weiss, welcome.
Hi there.
Hi, we're so glad to be here today.
We are glad to be speaking to you. Now, you are 1 week down on this big adventure. Congratulations, and how's it going?
Go ahead, Kathy Weiss.
I think it's harder than I thought it was going to be, but it's a lot of fun, and the weather's been cooperating, so I can't complain.
Yeah, I'm really pleased that we're not biking on these difficult sections with lots of rain. We're very lucky with the weather. I felt like if we could get through Ohio and get to be where we are right now, that I feel like we could almost coast all the way back to Washington, D.C., because we've done the hardest part of the trip now.
That's fantastic. So you might call this your halfway point?
It's our halfway point, and we've been doing a lot of roller coaster sort of hills up and down. I think we were climbing one hill for about a good 10 minutes.
Yeah.
It is very challenging.
Yeah.
But you made it. And if it doesn't kill you, it makes you strong.
Yeah,
that's what they tell us.
Yeah, we did it. And so I feel like we have all the confidence now to do the rest of this trip because these other parts have been really, really challenging. So I feel like now we can have more fun.
So you're biking cross country, quite literally, to help Fort Wayne's trails. How long have you two been, well, trailheads?
I haven't heard it called that. I've been involved with trails and biking the trails probably for as long as the trails have been around.
You know, we've been biking the Fort Wayne trail since they started, and
yeah,
we've seen wonderful improvements. To the point now that if you can get onto the trail, you can go just about anywhere in Fort Wayne safely.
And Fort Wayne's trails do continue to gain in popularity. To what extent would you say the use has increased over the last couple of decades?
Well, whenever they build a trail, you wonder, gee, you know, did they need the trail? But as soon as it's built and open, all of a sudden, there's just a floodgate of people that start using it. So you're wondering, how do we get by without that trail?
Good point. And now if we fast forward, how has the pandemic affected their use and the amount of people on the trail and their care and maintenance?
I think the pandemic got everyone out on the trails, and I think they've seen a huge increase in numbers because, you know, people were tired of being locked in, and the safe thing you could do would be to go out on the trail. So I think they've seen incredible growth of usage of the trails, which is very heartening because as more people use the trail, more people will appreciate it, and then, you know, we can continue to build the trails.
So if you're seeing more and more use on the trails, mm-hmm, of course, it's going to take more money to maintain things. And mm-hmm, this is the point of your trip.
Yes. And the point of our trip, too, is connecting people because there's a lot of neighborhoods that still need to connect in. And there's a lot of plans in the work for this to happen. I think the money we raise helps us along. It helps the people who are getting the grants, doing the planning. There's so many things that go into a trail. Like I think 1 mile of trail is anywhere between 800,000 to 2 million, depending on what needs to be done in that section. But there's so much that goes in before that cost, you know, getting the neighborhoods, getting the land, getting the grants, all the engineering that goes in. There's just so much. It's a very long and involved process, and I'm sure whatever we raise will just be a small drop in the bucket, but it should help.
So how long has it been a dream for you two to do this? And what did you need to do to get ready for it in every aspect of the big adventure?
We wanted to do it last year, but then COVID hit, so that was put on the back burner because there were so many other needs, particularly I think people needed food in the food bank and things like that we didn't feel it would have been maybe the right time to ask people to donate money for the trails, although in retrospect, trails were a real boon for Fort Wayne. But at that time, we sort of put it on the back burner. So it's been at least 2 years in the making, the thought process.
And it's good because of that, we've had 2 years to really train and bike.
Yeah.
We were biking all the way through the winter. We like to say if the wind chill factor was higher than 28 degrees, we would go out and bike as long as it wasn't ice. You know, we just keep going.
You really are trail warriors. Yeah. And now that you're doing this, and it sounds like you're having the time of your life, why this exact route? Why did you choose to do this one? And what is the appeal?
Okay. Well, we've always wanted to do the CNO and GAP together, where you bike from Pittsburgh all the way to Washington, D.C., because we've done sections of it like 20 years or so ago, and they weren't connected then. And we've done little sections of the CNO and sections of the GAP, but we've never done the whole thing. And then we got to thinking, it was kind of logistic in a way. We didn't want to bother anybody. I said, well, why don't we just leave from the house, you know, and bike there? Then we wouldn't have to bother anybody. And then, you know, when we get to Washington, D.C., we'll just get on the train and put our bikes on the train and come back. But also then it just becomes more of a challenge. And I think if people are going to support you, they like to see you being challenged.
All right. How does this adventure compare to your previous big adventures? Is this biggest of all?
What do you say, Kathy?
Well, no, my big adventure would have been when I was half the age I am now, when I hiked the Appalachian Trail. I had hiked probably about 1,200 miles of the Appalachian Trail. So that was my big adventure, but I'm finding this is just as challenging in a different way, but, you know, still a lot of fun.
Now, you mentioned the that was then and this is now. Are you guys surprising yourself at how doable this is for you?
Yeah. And I think the e-assist bikes have been a real bonus because, you know, the older you get, well, the older I get, my knees are taking a beating. So having the assist, particularly today, because today was particularly challenging with the hills, and I was so grateful to have the e-assist to help get up the trails or get up the road. Yeah.
So nice to have done that ride today and not have blown our knees out. Would have happened if we didn't have a little help along the way.
Just a little help, which can be a lot, but you're still doing the work. It just kicks in and you still keep pedaling the whole time, if I understand correctly.
Oh, yes.
but it's doable. Yeah, you don't find yourself going backwards down a hill too. I like that. Is planning your itinerary part of the fun for you all? You have a delightful one. You have it cut and dried, a nice amount of riding every day, lovely little bed and breakfast and places to stay. Does that enhance the pleasure of the trip for you?
Well, I like to have things organized, and I don't want to get to a town and then not have a place to stay and then find that all the rooms at the inn are gone. And then we have to, after biking a 60-mile day, bike, you know, 30 more miles to find someplace.
Yeah.
So I kind of like having it all organized. And the fun thing about this trip is that we get about 9 bike trails and see what other communities are doing with their bike trails. And there's different bike trails that I've always wanted to try, but haven't had the chance to. I've always wanted to do the North Coast Inland Trail and see how that works, because we did the ride across Ohio 30 years ago.
Yeah.
And hardly any of the inland trail was done at that point. So now it's nice to see how that has come together. It's going to go eventually all the way to Toledo to Elyria, Ohio. So that's a nice connector.
That's lovely.
And then the Ohio Erie towpath goes all the way from Cleveland to Cincinnati, Ohio. And I've always wanted to do parts of that to see what it's like. It's fun doing some of these different trails before we get to the trail that we're also looking forward to, which is connecting the greater Allegheny all the way down to the CNO into Washington, D.C.
Well, anticipation is a lot of it, and you have a lot to be excited about. So pedal us through a day. Basically, what are the miles to hours ratio you like to keep for a day?
We like to take a break, at least for lunch, because it's really important. You know, even if we don't have a lot to eat, at least we have a break for our bodies. And we try to stop maybe every 15 to 20 miles, if we can, just to stretch and do a little bit of yoga, you know, whatever it is, just to loosen up a little bit. And that way it sort of breaks up the trip too, you know, that we're not just grinding out these miles, mile after mile. That would be sort of laborious and difficult. So, you know, we take a break and we enjoy nature, and Kathy takes pictures. Today she took pictures of horses, just to enjoy what we're doing, because that's what it's about.
And you need to eat well, and you certainly can. So you're doing the breakfast at a B&B, and then you just set out, and kind of the sunrise and sunset's part of your clock as well.
Yeah, we pretty much take all day. Even though we trained and did a lot of preparing for this trip, we aren't your typical athletes. We just work our way. We know we'll get there eventually. You know, we're not we're not your super bikers.
Yeah.
Now, some might disagree with that, but good for you. And those photos that you are catching, Kathy, you're a photographer. That's certainly right up your alley. How does it feel to be able to share those kind of things and the anecdotes that go along with all of the people that are following you on this trip?
Well, it is fun to keep people abreast of what we're doing, but I have to be honest, I didn't want to bring a camera because of the weight. So I'm using my cell phone and I'm shooting blind. I hold my camera up. I cannot see the screen in the sun. I just hope for the best, you know, so I decide people enjoy them anyways.
Oh, yes. And you're sharing all your secrets of the trade then, because they are absolutely delightful. And speaking of your age and your enthusiasm, it's wonderful to be doing a trip like this at any age. And you guys have been on the bikes for a really long time. You are proven that you got everything that it takes. What reactions are you two getting from all ages of people you meet on the trail?
Last night was a prime example when we went to the B&B. It was Diane and Rick, and Rick says to his wife, "My gosh, I was expecting some young people," but he said, "These women are older than we are," which means we could probably be doing some of this stuff. So I thought that was sort of fun. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's quite interesting to be a role model.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, you're proving what a good time you're having. So far, have you had any surprises along the way?
I was surprised route between Oberlin and Akron. The first part of it was nice, quiet country roads, but as we got past Medina, we were on a bike route, and it was supposed to be, you know, for bicyclists, but it was so busy with traffic. I was thinking, my gosh, I hope we make it to Akron, but we did. That's good.
So the traffic flow right on the trails, that's interesting.
Yeah. The next day, then we were completely on trails all the way from Akron to Zor, Ohio. And even though we rode 50 miles, it felt like a rest day to us. I know that sounds a little strange, a little odd, but just not having the traffic and having all the nature around us and the shade, it was really a pleasant day.
Yeah, the only thing we had to watch out for were chipmunks. I kept calling it Chipmunk Alley because they were like, they had a death wish. These chipmunks kept running all over the trail in front of us. That was the only traffic we had for chipmunks.
Oh my goodness. Well, you were out in the wild. Who knew that that was going to be the wild you would encounter?
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned earlier the boost from the e-bikes that you get. It's just that little edge that gives you that advantage. You also have another modern advantage, the AAA, should you need any repairs or have a breakdown or anything. What a perk. How does that add to the comfort levels? Just knowing that you're never going to be stranded on the trail.
Yeah, that is a level of comfort. We know that if anything really does happen, we can call AAA. And I think a lot of times people don't even realize that they have that with their AAA membership. That's a nice thing.
And you are also, better be knocking on wood, enjoying great weather. I think it's in the forecast as well. But what if you weren't?
We would bike anyways because, you know, we're on a schedule and we have everything booked. We'd have to ride in the rain. We have lots of rain gear. And maybe that's why it hasn't rained yet, because we really have the rain gear for riding in the rain. You know how that goes.
Well, good job on the foresight to have plenty. And I hope your luck holds. So, you Kathys, we are going to continue to share your big adventure with our listeners and keep them posted. I hope our community is there to say, good job, ladies, keep up the good work. Meanwhile, what else would you like to tell everyone listening right now about this experience and truly about their own trail networks that you're helping to gain awareness for and preserve?
Well, I think Fort Wayne has a wonderful trail system. It's utterly amazing. And I think people really need to take advantage of it and enjoy it, because we've been out here and the trails, a lot of them are fine, but I think we have like the bomb when it comes to trails. What a great trail system we have.
Yeah. And it makes me appreciate our trails even more when I get out and see what's out there and realize that we have this wonderful system. In fact, I met some friends, classmates at Perrysburg High School, where I went to school. We had dinner together and we were talking about our trails and the lack of trails in Perrysburg, and the city doesn't really see the need to do trails. And they are just jealous. They said they're going to come to Fort Wayne for a destination because they think that's great, our trails.
Fort Wayne residents Kathy Rowand and Kathy Weiss are biking across country to raise awareness and dollars for our own Fort Wayne trail system. Kathy's, thanks for sharing the big adventure with us. Safe travels, ever happy trails.
Thank you,
Julia.